Michael Graham, New Hampshire Journal, has been all over this and a lot more, plus the visit of former President Trump here over the weekend, and the Republicans have a new chair. Good morning, Michael. New Hampshire Journal, NHJournal.com. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Jack. I hate to correct you, but it's Dana Bash, not Dana. She's very, having been on her show, she's very picky about that.
Is she bashful about that?
She's not bashful about that at all. And NH Journal released a poll to greet President Trump Saturday morning, and it showed Donald Trump at 37% among Republican primary voters, Ron DeSantis at 26%, and Chris Sununu at 13%. But the number I thought was the most interesting is we asked, general election rolls around. You know, it's for all the marbles, and it's Trump versus Biden or Sununu versus Biden. Trump and Biden are tied. They're within 1 point. Sununu crushes Biden by 12 points. And you could argue that there is no other potential vice president nominee who could carry electoral votes for the Republicans except Chris Sununu. He's the only one who could probably bring electoral votes with him.
Well, let's just talk about UNH's poll for a minute, even though you had your own. I get it. DeSantis, 42, Trump, 30, Nikki Haley, 8, Sununu, just 4%. Your reaction?
Yeah, I mean, I know, you know, you've got two polls, two different results. The big take to me, once again, what using polls, because they're so unreliable, as just trends. In other words, I don't look at the number specific. I look at the bobber up and down. And the bobber up and down for Donald Trump has been steadily downward. Mm-hmm. I mean, the fact that our poll has him at just 37%. I mean, this is a guy who served as president, the hero of the party. Mm-hmm. And I think what you saw in the room, I was there. I got up at butt crack of dawn to go stand in the security line to eventually listen to Trump speak. And I would say about 37% of the room was happy, and the other 60% was like, yeah, that's fine. We like him. We're not anti-Trump, but meh. I think that was the takeaway from the room was meh. That's where Donald Trump
is. Did he mention, because Chris Sununu was out of state at that event, I don't know if it was a fundraiser, but a national event.
He was at the Alfalfa dinner, but I want to be clear, because I thought he was speaking. Like, remember last year when he called Trump effing crazy? No, he was just in the crowd. He was just there as an attendee.
Did Donald Trump mention New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu in his remarks? Saturday?
No, he did not. He had a throw, you know, sideways throw at the DeSantis at one point. No, he didn't mention Sununu. But Trump said he's as angry as ever. People think that I'm not on my game, but I'm as angry as ever. And the people who are really concerned about Trump winning the nomination, every Republican who then has to run in New Hampshire with him at the top of the ticket in 2024. There's just no doubt about it. The Granite State general electorate, separate from the party primary, the general electorate does not like Trump or Trump-style candidates. They proved it in 2020 when, a geezer like Biden lost, beat him by 8 points. They proved it again in 2022 when all three Trump candidates got shellacked. And so you don't maybe aren't running for state rep or executive council and having to answer every door you knock at, what do you think of Trump? That is not a fun way to run for office in 2024.
And Republicans have a new chair and vice chair here?
Yeah, Chris Ager won handily. You know, it's funny, same story from 3 years ago when he challenged Steve Dupree for national committeeman. Governor Sununu was with Dupree, the establishment was with Dupree, and Ager crushed them. Sununu endorsed Lou Gargiulo. Trump is a big Lou Gargiulo guy. Julian Bergeron, the other Republican committee person, was with Gargiulo, and he crushed them, got more than 300 of the 450 or so votes. So, and Ager, I think his attitude is, let's do something. And so that'll be a little different change, some would argue, for the way the state party's been in the past.
Michael, take a step back. Listening to Sununu on CNN this weekend, he's continuing to fuel this. I'm not Trump. We need to be a different, talk about Republican Party, sort of redefine Republicanism, and I'm considering a run. I think at this point, I think it's more than likely that he ends up doing this. What do you think?
Well, I agree, but I want to ask you something, because I was told, it's at NHJournal.com. We have an article about his comments on CNN, and he gave us some background. I only wrote that article because he's, like you said, on your show, he has basically said, I'm open, or he has some language about people are talking to me or whatever. He just seemed more like he was about to say, yeah. His whole demeanor talking to Dana was a guy who seems to want to get in. And You know, a lot of people were surprised when Sununu didn't run for U.S. Senate, but as you know, New Hampshire Journal was not. We were reporting that we didn't think he would because he didn't want to. That was, you know, people do what they want to do. I think this guy wants to run for president. I think he wants to be on stage with Donald Trump. I think he wants to mix it up, and people find, and once again, I have no inside reporting on this. I will tell you, and you talk to a lot of people, I do, Jack, they are all over the map on this. Some people tell me he's going to definitely do it. Other people say absolutely not. I don't think anyone knows, you know, but Governor Sununu and his lovely bride. But if I had to bet $50 right now, I would bet that Chris Sununu formally announces that he's going to run for president.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be by spring. Hey, real quickly, Michael, we have a moment. Neil Levesque's off. I think he's away this week, but he has said from St. Anselm on the show quite a bit, or it might be another. I think it was Neil. But, you know, the governor is very articulate, expresses himself very well, comes across well. He's done very well here for 2-year terms. Mm-hmm. You know, his father's no stranger to the national stuff. So on the one hand, he might be a very formidable person in a debate or on stage nationally. The other hand, though, it's a big country. And outside of New Hampshire and outside of the Beltway, I don't know how many people in the Midwest or down south or far west or you know, I just don't know how many people. You compare the Sununu name recognition to Ron DeSantis, and it's night and day DeSantis, plus the money. And I don't know if Sununu's formed an out-of-state or national PAC, but Sununu's got, I mean, DeSantis has probably north of $80 million to make this run, and Florida's a pretty big state. Household name, DeSantis, Sununu's not. I think he's got a long way to go, but yet we've seen people like Bill Clinton on the Democrat side, Jimmy Carter and others, you know, go a long way.
So what happens if DeSantis stumbles? Let's say that he's just not good at running for president. What happens?
Then the question I have of you, seriously, we had Mike Pompeo on the show last week, is Nikki Haley there? She had a discussion with Trump. Apparently Trump talked about this. She's going to run. Mike Pompeo may run. You have other people that it look like they're going to make this run, regardless of what Trump does or anyone else. So I think you're going to have about 6 to 8 of them, you know, by June.
You might, absolutely. But my point is, if DeSantis stumbles, if Trump stumbles, whatever, it's a wide open race. And, you know, when you look at the people talking about running, like Nikki Haley and Larry Hogan, I can see why a talented politician like Chris Sununu says, why not?
Well, let me play it this way, too, Michael. What has he got to lose by running for president? What has Sununu got to lose? He's not going to run again for governor, in my opinion.
He's a guy who people like. When you see Chris Sununu on TV, when you meet him in person, you like him. You may not agree with his policies, whatever, and that's one reason why we have one of the most pro-choice states in America, and yet he signed a late-term abortion ban and still won by 15 points.
Hey, you know what? Some people run and win even if they don't win the race because they impress. And
in my misspent youth, Jack, I ran Republican campaigns, and my mantra to every candidate was, there are 3 questions the voters ask in this order. Do I like you? Do I trust you? Can you do the job?
Right.
Competence is the last concern.
And
I think Sununu passes
all 3. But my point is, if he runs and doesn't win the nomination but does not embarrass himself, and I don't think he will, you know, what has he got to lose? And if a Republican other than him wins, you can tell me all day long, the people like him, he may not be interested in a cabinet post, but I'm not so sure. So anyway, thank you very much, Michael.
Thank you, Jack.